Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, April 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished higher on data pointing to cooling inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 383 points to close at 34,030. The S&P 500 was up 54 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day up 237 points. Stocks rose after Labor Department data indicated that producer prices, a reflection of the supply of goods across the economy, fell 0.5% in March. That could translate to potentially lower inflation. Looking at individual stocks, shares of Amazon were up 4.7%. In a letter to shareholders, CEO Andy Jassy said the company's committed to investing in innovative technologies, even as it has faced one of its, quote, harder macroeconomic years in recent memory. Delta shares fell 1.1% after reporting a first-quarter loss, but the airline said strong summer bookings are expected to boost profits in the coming months. Shares of Canadian miner Teck Resources rose 3.5% after it rejected an updated roughly $23 billion merger offer from rival Glencore. Teck Resources said its own plan to split into two independent companies was in the best interest of its shareholders. Gold futures rose 1.5% to $2,055.30 an ounce, about $15 short of the record reached in 2020. And mortgage rates fell for a fifth straight week. Freddie Mac says the average rate on the standard 30-year fixed mortgage edged down to 6.27%, the lowest level since early February. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.